Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Tony Fires Back, episode 1.2. It's not actually a full episode, but I found a clip that was so good that I thought, I can't just keep this hanging around. I need to play this for Tony as soon as possible. Shout out to friend of the show, Kid Chris, who is a famous radio personality here in the United States, and he did an interview with one Paul Heyman. And our friends, Kid Chris and all his staff over there, they're big old school Crockett fans. So they're big fans of Dusty Rhodes and the Four Horsemen and Ric Flair. And of course, Tony Schiavone. So a few years ago, when Tony Schiavone was not in the business, sort of pre WHW, Kid Chris was on a mission to get an interview with Tony Schiavone. And he couldn't find Tony Schiavone. And Tony Schiavone wouldn't play ball even if he did find him, because wrestling was in the rear view. So he has Paul Heyman on, and somehow this secret obsession of trying to land the elusive Tony Schiavone promo comes up. And Paul Heyman has a comment, and I'm going to play it for you now.
You know, I have compassion for a lot of people. And I think if you would make out a list of people I had any semblance of compassion for, I don't know if Schiavone would end up on that list.
Wow.
You know? And it's not that I have anything bad to say about the guy, because I haven't seen or spoken to Tony Schiavone in over 20 years. Wow. He's bitter. He doesn't want any part of the industry. He's obviously very angry about his experiences in the industry. Okay, goodbye. You know, that's it. Listen, we all have our bad experiences, you know? Yeah. I mean, if you judged from prior experiences, who would be heterosexual?
Yeah, you're right. It makes sense.
You know? Come on. So, he had a bad time. Yeah. Okay, take care.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but we just won't let go.
But then again, you know, it's here's the thing. Let's say you land the interview with him. All you got is Tony Schiavone.
Your response?
Yeah, fuck him. I'm going to stand on the side of AJ Styles and the Good Bros. Anybody that knows anything in the business knows he's a piece of shit and a worker and a conniver. And his head's as big as a melon.
When he says, and that was the narrative for a long time, that Tony Schiavone hates the industry and he's bitter, and he's negative, and he didn't have a good time. Well, neither did anybody else. Goodbye.
Yeah. I want him to find an interview that I did that says I hated the business and I was bitter about it. It ain't out there. It's not. It was just someone thought that I was bitter about it. No one talked to me about it. So it was one of those things perpetrated by the internet that everyone find it. Paul, how do you know? You don't know fuck all. Only thing Paul knows is how to fuck people over. That's all. So there. That's my response.
Was there underlying low key heat between y'all for a while? Because randomly over the last 6 months or so, maybe more, you've been firing off about Paul's physical appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this interview was out there, or did you have another reason to have a burr under your saddle about Paul?
Well, two things happened recently. Someone who knows Paul said to me that they had, recently talked to Paul, and Paul was really unkind about my work. And number two, I was backstage at Raw, SmackDown, can't remember. This is way before AEW. Arn Anderson got me backstage way before all this. And I saw him, and I really wanted to go up and talk to him. And this is, say how you were doing everything. And he was like he didn't want to have anything to do with me. And all of a sudden I got it that, you know, he just doesn't like me. And so that being said, if he doesn't like me, am I going to try to make him like me? Fuck no. Fuck him. And so there you go. Now, we first started working together. We did a Saturday night long ago, and Paulie was my partner. And this is probably right before I left to go to the WWE. And I did some things. It probably wasn't Saturday. It may have been like the main event, or it may have been like just championship wrestling. I don't know. But I know we did some shows in the studio. And every time we did a commercial break, Paulie would say, "You don't like me. I know you don't like me." I said, "Paul, what are you talking about?" He said, I can tell you don't like me just by the way you're acting." And I got to thinking, that motherfucker doesn't know anything about me. How does he know I don't like him? I didn't. And back that time, I enjoyed working with him. I thought he was a talented kid, man. And I was portraying him as a heel and me as a straight guy, you know, kind of, you know, going, "Yeah, are you really like, you really, you know, trying to be the good guy?" And I'm thinking, that fucker doesn't know me. Why is he saying this? And there again, on this interview he did with whatever his name is, it's like, he didn't know me. So there, so fuck him. So that's why. He doesn't know me. And I think if you read what AJ Styles has said and what the Good Bros has said, I think pretty much you know him.
Do you think when his performance contract ends with WWE that we'll see him on Wednesday on TNT?
When does it end?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we will or not. I think there would probably be a good chance because, you know, Tony likes all the old ECW stuff.
So but are you going to regret saying all this when Paul becomes your new boss?
First of all, he's not going to become my new boss. Okay. He's not going to become an EVP. That, but am I going to regret saying this when I have to work with him? Probably so, but I'm going to confront him about it. And I'm going to tell him exactly what I've heard. And there you go. And I'm going to be truthful with him, and I'm going to be out front with him if this happens, and we'll just see if he is, or if he's going to just be Paulie the worker that we all know he is. In the grand scheme of things, I can't ever see him coming to work for us, but it could happen. You never say never in wrestling, right? I mean, we've got a great group of people that all get along and all like each other and all trust. Why would you bring someone in who is completely the opposite? Don't know. We'll see.
Well,
but to say he's going to be my boss. Come on, Conrad, that's bullshit.
I'm just trying to goat you.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about Paul Heyman here before we wrap up, Tony Fires Back 1.2, the remix?
Yes. I do want to say this. Maybe top five promoter of all time in the wrestling business. What are you going for?
Oh, I was just finishing my drink here. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, no. So you asked me to say something good about him, then you say I'm sucking these.
No. Beer. I said, no, that's exactly what you're saying. I didn't say something good about him. I said, is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
You just assumed that I wanted you to counterbalance it with something positive, but I don't give a fuck if you guys like each other.
Well, I'm just saying that he is a great promo. And if you don't agree with that, you're crazy. The stuff he was doing for Brock Lesnar has been tremendous.
Yeah.
He's great at it. And he's always been great at it. Even back in the old days of the Dangerous Alliance, he was tremendous. But on a personal level, you know, he doesn't like me. Don't know why, but there you go. So why should someone who has very been out there and very outspoken about how he doesn't like me on the outside and on the inside, why should I try to say, oh boy, he's a great guy. I love him. No, don't. But maybe we'll mend it, you know? I mean, who knows?
But probably not.
Probably not.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on AdFreeShows.com. We greatly appreciate your support. Hope you enjoyed Tony Fires Back. And, well, we've got some other fun stuff coming with Tony Schiavone. You're going to need to listen to this week's WHW to know what we're talking about. But as for now, we're desperately out of time. We appreciate you joining us here on AdFreeShows.com.
Oh, can I say this too?
Yep.
Paulie's waistline is desperately out of time as well.
That's just hurtful.